you chose to be separated. You chose to separate yourself, to become unified is the reason you chose to separate. To understand isolation is to eventually understand unification. This is the reason that you choose isolation in the first place. Again, for you to experience isolation will eventually bring you back to the source, to the oneness, to the joining of all energy. This is your chosen path. There is no necessity for us to appear to you in a physical form, because we are already here within you. We are all one, as is all one. You do not need proof of this. You understand this already. So, as you forge closer to the source, you are forging closer to one. As you understand self, you understand all. This is the process you chose. To consciously remember all of this allows you to develop your spiritual awareness. Separation of physical and metaphysical, whilst they are the same thing, you have deliberately separated them to allow yourself to experience the journey back to the consciousness. This is what you are doing. An understanding of this is all you have to do, is all you have to experience. They are the same thing. If you help, if you help others to experience this, to open up themselves, to go on the same journey, then you will help yourself, because they are you, as are we. Whether we are physical, or whether we retain only metaphysical, it is the same thing. And all the restrictions that you put on yourself within the physical world that you live in are determined by you. They are governed by you. The restrictions you lay upon yourself are the restrictions you will live within. The message is very simple. It is very simple to understand in theory. But whilst you isolate yourselves from the consciousness, it is very hard to apply whilst you are in a physical form. But this is what you must experience. This is the journey you're making. And your terminology of one foot in and one foot out is correct whilst you are in a physical form with physical senses. Everything within your physical world is possible. Everything you can think of with your imagination is possible. There are no impossibilities. It does not exist. But the state of your mind has to be such that you can apply all of these possibilities, and for this you need to understand also the metaphysical world. You need to know the metaphysical world to apply any physical possibility. And you are still limiting yourself, which is necessary whilst in a physical form. You have a theoretical understanding of this now. Most do not. But to continue your journey, you have to learn how to apply this theoretical understanding of such. And this is where, in your words, the hard labor begins. Already, your life has changed, and it will change more the closer you get to the source. This is what you chose. There is no longer any need for us to prove our existence to you. You are fully aware of our existence. And to prove it in a physical form is not necessary. We do not live in a physical form. We are purely metaphysical. This is our choice. We do not speak your language. Our world is a world of frequency, of emotion, of energy, which is applied in the metaphysical in a completely different way than your world of language, of material existence. We are merely telling you the facts. We are merely explaining to you the theory as you can move forward and apply this process. And we understand how difficult it is to apply a metaphysical philosophy to a physical existence. Once metaphysical, it is easy to understand both. Physical and metaphysical is completely separated by you, your choice to be physical, your choice to live in a physical world. We do not choose it, but we understand both. Vibrational energy is the most important part of the physical world. And once you can raise the vibrational energy in a positive direction, you will raise the vibrational energy of the physical world in all directions. There is little more I can explain to you about the metaphysical world that you would understand, because you would not understand based on physical appliance of logic. It is not based on physical logic. It is based on metaphysical existence. You are correct about the bridge between the imagination and the consciousness. Whilst the imagination can sit in the middle, it can also exist only in the physical. And if it does not cross the bridge to the metaphysical, then it is not whole. It is still separate. This is the power of the source. We do not deal in prediction. The reason we do not deal in prediction is because all things are possible. There are many outcomes. It is for you to choose which one you feel with your vibrational energy is correct for you. What is correct for you may not be correct for others. But the outcome within the cycle you are in is your choice for you. And it is for you to choose this, to get to a different position or the same position you are already in. This is the process. There is no correct choice. There is no incorrect choice. It is a choice given in a moment. There is no time. It is your journey. Your journey through to the consciousness. And when you leave the physical world that you have created, you will be aware of all of this, and you may choose to repeat the cycle again. You have repeated it many times before, within what you call time. You would ask why repeat again the cycle. This is also a question we are asking, because all the information you need, all the wisdom and the knowledge lies within you already. So we also ask the same question, and through the question we ask, we are also experiencing your process, your reason. We believe that this brings you closer to the source. And as you become closer to the source, as do we become closer to the source, we are also living the same experience from you, from your experience. Source energy is all we know. And you are a part of source energy, as are we. As we are all one, we are the source. As you are, as all physically created matter is the same. Your journey is exceptional. Exceptional in terms of the separated people that exist within this time you have chosen to focus on. It is exceptional on the basis that there is not so many experiencing this journey within this time. Neither would they understand this journey you have chosen to experience. Neither would they know how to apply the information, the knowledge, the wisdom that is now being remembered by you. But because they are you, you will spark within them the journey they must make also, and they chose this. Because ultimately, all will make the same journey who have chosen to exist within a physical form. There is not one that will be left behind. It is impossible to destroy energy. It can change from one form to another, but it is an impossibility to destroy any form of energy that is created by the source. Constantly change from one form of energy to another. A cycle that exists within a moment, constantly forming and changing and appearing and reappearing, but never disappearing, as your scientists think. Merely appearing in a different dimension, which is the same as your dimension, overlaid within the same space and the same point and the same time, but never disappearing. It is impossible to disappear. If only they knew how stupid a statement that is. Energy does not disappear. It forms into a different energy. Within one moment. So, after you have finished trying to work out how it is possible to travel at the speed of light, you will realize it is not necessary to travel at all within the physical world, merely to be in contact with the metaphysical world will tell you there is no necessity for travel whatsoever, because you are already here and you are already there and you are already everywhere. So travel is once again a physically created illusion created by you to isolate yourself. You can be anywhere, in any time you like, within 1 moment. And you can be anything you like within that moment. This is freedom. This is the source. This is pure energy. Everything else is an illusion created by you. Because we understand infinity. We know infinity. We do not question the origin of the source. There is no origin. Because we understand 1 moment. Because we understand there is no time. Your interpretation of time is incorrect. We do not question the origin of the source, because the source has no origin. Again, it's very difficult for you to understand this, but it is. This is what we know. And these are the things that within a physical form you cannot comprehend or understand with the senses you have. The source is. There's no necessity for us to question origin. It is infinite. This is something you need to be fully metaphysical to understand. Even though you are fully metaphysical, you are not aware you are fully metaphysical. When you are aware, you will know. For you, within your physical form, it all has to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Well, there is no beginning, there is no middle, and there is no end. It is 1 moment. And now, you have to experience the physical world you have created. You have to experience more. You have to apply the theory to attain the energy, to attain the frequency, to understand, to feel the energy, the emotion, the love from the soul. This is all you have to do.